No, if you drink your gin chilled and you just put so many ice cubes in it.
Hold on, because she's about to lie. Go ahead. Go ahead, we're all listening.
Look how she stopped and looked.
She got on my nerves. She gonna tell me it's tequila tasting day or tequila day. Go get your tequila. So I was like, Shayda, it just so happens that I got a bottle right here, right? But I'm not gonna drink it because it's nasty. No, seriously, you just put it in the freezer, it'll taste just like water. So I did it.
I stand by that.
I was like, I'm gonna put it in there for 2 hours. So I did it, right? I came back, I was like, Shayda, this shit's real nasty. Fine, just take the fireball.
You're right.
I was like, oh, don't have attitude.
Attitude.
You like,
it is not good. Cold.
It tastes just like water.
It does. If you chill it, you know, cool enough.
Everything tastes like water to Shayna when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, you don't like that fireball? Just chill it. It tastes just like water. No, don't.
Chill it. No, you chill the alcohol, then you chill the actual glass. And then you put ice cubes in and then it tastes like water. You don't taste anything.
I know that you're lying because I always keep shot glasses in my freezer.
I think I still taste it, even when I do that.
Plug your nose, too, while it's going down.
Shayna's just a liar. She know it don't taste like water. She know it don't.
Plug your nose.
It's just one little shot. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. I am your host, Shayna, and of course, never too far from me is my co-host, my 4-year-old French Bulldog, Luke. All right, so let's go ahead and review that phone call. So, shots tasting like water. Obviously, like, that is, like, so bizarre. I don't know why it's a thing. I think, like, as far as I can remember, I think that I started saying that because I was trying to psych my own self out from taking shots that were nasty. One of my least favorite shots is vodka. I just don't like vodka at all. I hate taking vodka shots. And so I know that if like that's the only thing that's there and I was like, yeah, I do want to take a shot because like most times I do prefer shots because they get you like, you know, tipsy quicker. You don't have to like walk around with like a cup and like holding and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I would prefer a shot over like a drink. So I would do all this pre-work if I was ever taking a shot of vodka or if like that's the only liquor that, you know, was available. I'd make sure that I would chill the glass first. I would make sure to, or I like pour the vodka in the shot glass and put it in the freezer for a little bit. And then like, yeah, I was doing the most. I was doing the most. And for some reason that helped me with like, I guess it being smoother. And I just took it from there, y'all. I just started saying that. So like, that's my thing. Whenever like someone's hesitant to take a shot, I'm like, oh, just chill the glass and chill the vodka or whatever, chill the liquor. And it tastes like water. And it's the silliest thing. And obviously, as you could hear, my friend does not appreciate that lie. But yeah, I thought that was a really great intro for me to kind of recap my weekend. I had such a great weekend, you guys. I had a friend, one of my really, really, really good friends when I lived in Dallas. She was actually like one of my, you know, I don't want to say drinking buddies because that's not all we would do, but definitely during the days that like, you know, I could take shots. On shots. My girl Tess, definitely was there. So Tess now lives in New York and she's like, I'm gonna come to Jersey, we're gonna hang out. So she came on Friday and we literally hung out all weekend, you guys. It was just so, so needed. I always say this, but it's true. I do not have any friends in Jersey. Like, it's literally me and my nephew, Dion. Like, and I love him to death, you know, but he's my nephew. So it was really good just to have, like, you know, a girlfriend around. And, you know, we just hung out. Like, it was even, like, really low-key. We didn't even do the most. Like, on Friday, we just sat up all night and we, you know, we talked. We did hookah. We were drinking wine. And then Saturday, what did we do Saturday? I know we went to dinner that night. I think maybe we just hung around the house like all afternoon and stuff like that. Dinner was really good. I took her to pretty much Hoboken. Like, we actually didn't even get to go to the city or whatever. We just went to Hoboken for like on the waterfront, just like kind of showed her that area. She really loved it. Dinner was great. She wanted a steak on the waterfront. So we went to this restaurant called Halifax. It was really good. And they were like super nice. It was like really good service. I actually need to get on Google and do a review because long story short, I ended up sending my food back and they were like super apologetic and they like went above and beyond to like try to, and I wasn't even tripping. I was just like, I just don't want this, you know? So anyway, super good service. And then, yeah, super good, like super chill Saturday. And then today, Sunday, fun day, we went and you guys, we went to brunch and for whatever reason, we decided that we weren't going to drink today. So we just, we were like, we're just going to drink water today. So we went back to Hoboken and we, you know, we still did brunch and we like, you know, did the whole like take pictures of the water and all that kind of stuff. But then you guys, we decided that we wanted, well, she wanted a tattoo. I necessarily didn't want a tattoo, but I have been like wanting a cross tattoo, like just in the back of my mind. That's all I did kind of want it, you know? But, so it kind of started with us just going to get, our nose rings changed out. Cause she had, I think she wanted a bigger stud on her nose ring and I had a hoop, a nose ring that I wanted to change out into a stud because the hoop was just kind of like, I don't know. It was just like, sometimes it was distracting and I feel like I can't wear like statement earrings sometimes because the hoop, it's like too much going on in like that area. So anyway, now I have a stud in my nose ring. And so now I can wear like, you know, hoops or whatever I want to wear for earrings. And so anyway, we started doing that. And then, we found a place that was able to take walk-ins for tattoos. And so she got, hers. And then I ended up getting the cross on. So it's like, literally if you get on Pinterest and you type in girl with the cross tattoo, like it's like the most basic, like everybody has this like long cross with the high T or whatever. And it's super cute. It's on my wrist, like, below the tattoo that says be light. And so, I love it. I love it. I decided to get the cross kind of big. Cause you know, I want people to know, like, you know, the cross, like I want people to see it. So I love it. It's very thin, you know, it's not like super thick. And it's just beautiful. I love it so much. The only thing I will say is that now that I have this cross tattoo, the one that is like right above it that says be the light, like you can tell how faded it is. So I need to get that touched up. Okay. So here's the tea. So speaking of getting touched up, I was looking in the mirror earlier when I took the Band-Aid off, right? And I was like, fuck, I need to get that Be the Light tattoo, you know, darkened a little bit. Like it needs to get touched up. And so I looked up this guy's Instagram and I was going to tell him like, you know, hey, let's like do the touch up for this. And then you guys, my dumb ass remembered that I am on Accutane. And I am not supposed to be getting tattoos or doing any kind of laser treatment or anything while I'm on Accutane today. I got a whole tattoo. And by the way, this was the most painful tattoo I've ever gotten. And like, this is my fifth tattoo. I don't have many tattoos, right? But I do know that after I get a tattoo, usually I'm like, oh, that wasn't bad at all. You know what I mean? Dude, during the time that I was getting this tattoo, the whole time I was like, I'm never going to tattoo again. I'm never going to do this again. Like it was so, so painful. I was jumping. He was having to like put hella pressure on my arm. It was painful. He said he was having to use a bigger needle, I guess. I don't know why he didn't explain, but I guess that was a factor. But yeah, it was mad painful. I was like, I'm not doing it again. But obviously now that it's like hours later, I'm already like, I know which tattoo I want next or whatever. So anyway, so that's one thing. But yeah, I was like, damn, I'm not even supposed to be getting tattoos on Accutane because of like, you know, the cell turnover and like all of this and, you know, the healing process. And so I'm literally freaking out. I'm freaking out. This was just like an hour ago, by the way. I called my cousin who happens to be an esthetician and she also did Accutane like a few years ago. And I was like, girl, tell me what's going to happen. Like I got a tattoo today and I forgot because I was on the Accutane and everything. I know you're not supposed to. I had been like, you know, Googling it. And obviously Google told me that, you know, my fucking arm's going to fall off, you know? And so I'm like, oh my God, like what's the truth? Like, what do I do? And so they were like, you know, giving me all this like horrible information that I was scared of. And she basically told me, don't worry about it. And low key, I feel, I feel that. Like, low-key, I'm just like, I think that they give, well, I'll say this. I'm not a doctor, obviously. I'm not the professional in this situation, but they just want to take extra precaution, you know, to make sure that the treatment is as successful as possible. So I think they say like, don't do all this stuff just so, you know, your main focus can be like clearing your skin and not like, you know, throwing any other factors in there. But she did tell me like when she was on Accutane, she got three different laser removal tattoo treatments, like, and she was like, I'm fine. So like, I don't know about that. She's like, I understand, but like, I wouldn't be freaking out as much as you are. And plus, honestly, the damage is already done. So I'm honestly hoping that like the worst that could happen is that the ink just like doesn't take, you know. I would much rather have like the ink fade super fast than any kind of scarring or, you know, whatever. So that's something that I have to accept. And, you know, now before I make these kind of big decisions like this and do things with my body, I have to like be more aware and like remember that I'm on Accutane, and I like have to consider these things, because like literally today, earlier, guys, I just was not thinking. I wasn't thinking. And like I said, I wasn't even drinking. I just didn't think that like about that. So anyway, I'll keep you updated if there is an update at all, but hoping that there's not. All right, you guys, it is time for this week's Hot Dog Topic. Hot Dog Topics is current events, but make it relatable and make it about dogs. So I don't really have much. I don't know what's going on in the world. I know about this whole Drewski thing. That's, I think, the most popular thing that's going on, but I don't want to talk about that, to be honest. So I'm just going to tell you what I've been watching on TV. So I have not really been like a TV mood, I don't think, but I am. There are some shows that I really am trying to watch. It's just that I'm like not fully in the mood for them, but still I'm trying. Okay. I really want to get into Love and Marriage Huntsville. I'm so jealous. I don't like feeling left out when people are like, I feel like everybody talks about Love and Marriage Huntsville and I don't know what's going on. It's like on season, like what, 7, 8, like I heard Melody, like they're not even married anymore. Like she lives in Atlanta now. Like I'm on season 1. Okay. Like I just want to be in the know on what's going on, because every time I turn around, somebody is talking about Love and Marriage Huntsville. So I'm trying to watch it, but you guys, that shit is so boring to me. Like I've been told to just like try to get through season 1 or whatever, but like it's drama. They're being catty. I feel like also I kind of know what's going on because I know what's going on now, present day, that I'm like, do I need to watch season 1? Like maybe I should start at season 3. You know what I mean? But I have so much catching up to do, and like every episode I'm watching, I'm just like, this is so dumb. You know what I mean? But like I said, I think that, I don't want to be like left out when people are talking about it, but also I do really like, kind of like the original goal of like how they, like, you know, these couples, they just wanted to do good in their city and like that. I do love that. And so, maybe for that reason, I'll try to keep watching it. But, if ever I start thinking like, okay, this show is dumb, I'll pretty much just turn the TV off. So I've been trying to watch it like every other day, but I haven't gotten far. I fall asleep on it, and so on and so forth. But if you guys like watch Love and Marriage Huntsville, do know that, I'm trying to watch it too, and I want to be part of that conversation. All right, next. I tried to watch Get Organized on Netflix. I thought that was boring as well. I didn't finish that. I want to watch that show. Well, it's a documentary. Like it's a murder mystery. They don't know who killed this guy named Senzo. I think he was like, was he British soccer player? I forget, but he was very famous and someone killed him. And it just seemed very interesting from the trailer that I watched, but I haven't gotten around. Now, this is why I haven't watched Senzo yet, because the day that I got on Netflix to go watch it, there was another trailer for this other documentary thing for Jimmy Savile. And it just was a little bit more captivating than the Senzo one. And I really wish that I didn't watch that that Jimmy Savile documentary. Like, it's very sad what happened. Like, apparently he was, you know, raping children throughout the entire course of his career and, you know, all of this. And he was very close with Princess Diana and things like that. And, you know, he was a huge deal. And then there had just been rumors about him being a sexual, you know, pedophile and things like that. He denied it anyway. So after he died is when all of these things started coming out. And I'm actually really glad that they took his headstone down, because I fully believe that he did all of those things. I fully do. And I don't care. I don't care how much money you had. Like, you do not deserve. You do not deserve. So I'm glad that eventually that everybody got with the program. I know that people are still like trying to heal from being molested by him when they were just, you know, little kids, and it's just terrible. So it was a good watch. My point is that I'm making is that it was too long. Like, I feel like they kind of drug the story out. Like, it was a whole season and they had like, what, 6 episodes. And I think it could have just been all accomplished in like 3 or 4, you know what I mean? So there was that. Let's see. Crypto King was interesting. I liked that. I didn't know that happened. Basically this, wait, was that Crypto King? I think so. Where this guy, he, I don't know about this, how, like, all this crypto talk, I don't know, but he came up with a business, and then he started stealing everybody's money, basically. He like stole everybody's money, and they're saying that he faked his death and got plastic surgery and just ran off of people's like millions or maybe billions of dollars. So wow, it's like still a conspiracy theory. Like, some people think he's dead, some people think that he lives in like, you know, whatever country, and he's just like living it up because he got facial reconstructive surgery. I think his wife isn't on it and all this kind of stuff. Let's see here. Honestly, I've been really in my YouTube and my Patreon bag. Like I said, I do pay for a few subscriptions on Patreon. I have been really enjoying that still. And then I go like in and out of phases on YouTube where I watch like people's vlogs. Like, one of my favorite vloggers is Jay Majette, Jayla Majette. I've just been following her for a really long time and I just keep up with her. And then Miss Vaughn, I don't know like what she, where actually I started following her at, but, I've been following her for years and, I love watching their vlogs. The Glam Twins. Anyway, I've just been watching a lot of vlogs, like, you know, What We Do in a Week. It's just, I go in and out of enjoying those. So right now I'm doing that. I am currently watching The Motive. Again, I did the thing where I got on Netflix and I went to go watch Senzo, but then I saw another trailer for this docu-series called The Motive. And it's basically about this little 13-year-old boy. This is in Jerusalem. Like, was this like the 90s or early 2000s? It happened where he killed his entire family in their sleep. His parents while they were in bed sleeping and his 2 sisters while they were in bed sleeping. And he like used his dad's army gun and killed him. And like, he tried to act like he didn't. Anyway, it's like, what happened? So like, now they're trying to uncover like why this little boy felt the need to do that. And, you know, he's saying that he was possessed. I don't know. So that's pretty interesting, but I promise after I get done watching this, I'm going to watch Senzo because I bet you that's good. All right. So this would not be Hot Dog Topics unless we made it about dogs in some way. So, you guys know what's so funny about Luke. I will catch him watching TV and like every time I'm like, is he watching it? Like, I have a video. I'm going to post the video like, okay, so it's Monday this releases. I'll post the video on the Single Dog Mom Instagram like maybe Thursday or Friday. But the other day there was a Doja Cat video on the TV and like Luke was just captivated by it. And I was like, what is he getting from this? You know what I mean? And like, there's this whole thing like, I know my mom, when my mom leaves the house, she leaves the TV on for her dog. And my mom has been doing this since like, you know, I was in high school and we had our 2 min pins. But no, I never leave the TV on for Luke. I never do. I don't play music or anything. I've never really thought that dogs watch TV. I know that, my sister leaves YouTube on, like a dog channel for her dog when she goes to sleep. And yeah, I've just never really believed in that. But every so often now, I'll catch Luke, like, he's, like, legitimately watching TV. And I'm just like, does Luke watch TV? Like, I don't know. So we'll see. I'll see if, like, if I'm watching, I don't know if it's like something about the colors of the Doja Cat video or whatever it was, but yeah, he was definitely like in it. And so I was like, maybe I'll like try to do it and see if he, I don't know. It's just interesting. We'll see. All right, you guys, so before we get into my weekly confession, I do want to let you know how you can support and keep up with us during the week. So if you have any questions or you want to share your opinion with the podcast, email us at hello@singledogmom.com. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at The Single Dog Mom. Visit our website, blog, and shop, www.singledogmom.com. And right now, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do me a quick favor and tap that 5-star rating. If you love the show, leave me a review. It helps me out tremendously. Thank you so much. All right, guys. So we are on episode 19. There is just one more episode until the season wraps up. So like I said, I do want to go ahead and just do a few like life updates incorporated into these episodes instead of doing like one huge update at the end. So yes. So today, I wanted to talk about this a very long time ago, actually before I got on Accutane, because it's now honestly not relevant for me and my journey because I'm on it. But I will say this and hope that it, you know, helps someone else who is like just going through these things and they're just not on Accutane. So here's a little bit about me and my skin. Obviously, I've said so many times about me having acne, blah, 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 right? But I just have sensitive skin in general. I have eczema, and I have had eczema since I was like 19. I like never had issues with like, and I, you know, grew up in Vegas. I never really had issues with dry skin until I turned 19. And all of a sudden I got eczema very bad, just all on my hands, all on my neck, and my chest. And it was so bad. I had to go to the doctor and stuff like that. And then I got it pretty much controlled. And by the time that I moved to Dallas, like maybe my second or third year in Dallas, I noticed that I would only get eczema on my hands. And so it was a lot better than having it like on my hands and my neck and like, you know, chest and stuff like that. So now I have eczema on my hands. Something about me, since that's the case, is like I am I am a self-proclaimed serial hand washer. I wash my hands often. I wash my hands just too much because like I have to keep them moisturized, right? But if I feel like my hands are dry, if I feel like I need to like, you know, put something on my eczema on my hands, I need to wash my hands first and then put. So it's like I don't help myself by washing my hands so much because like they stay, you know what I mean? Like that just kind of like circle of like, it's not really helping the problem anyway. So, but I do that. I just do it. So anyway, that is the thing about my eczema. I have found something that works really well for it. I'm very, very particular about the things that I put on my skin. Like I said, I have very sensitive skin. So I will also say that like, you'll have to trust me on this. I've tried everything. I've tried everything for my eczema. I've been to dermatologists. I've been to like, I've talked to my primary care physician. I've tried everything. I don't like greasy products. I don't like feeling like sticky. So the what's working for me and what's worked for me for the past like, 3 years I've been using is this Gold Bond Healing Hand Cream. And it is like perfect. And they don't sell it in like a big bottle. They only sell it in like these little tubes. So that is what I've been using. It's really inexpensive. I usually get it from Amazon, or if I'm in Target, I'll like pick one or two up. And I have like always have like at least 3 of them in my purse at one time. So that is what's been working for me. So if you have eczema specifically on your hands, like I said, it is the Gold Bond Healing Hand Cream. Now, here's something else that I've been doing as far as like having dry skin. So my lips, I also, I don't like have dry lips, but I used to have a problem with like biting my lips. I would do it when I was nervous, I think. And so then because of that, I became just like very aware of, you know, exfoliating my lips and things like that, because biting them would cause, like, you know how it goes. So I recently found like a really good combo for that. And prior to starting Accutane, my lips were like, baby, like so smooth. They were so smooth. I loved it. So here's what I was doing, right? So there's a sugar scrub that I got on Amazon. I don't have it with me right now, but I'll leave it in the show notes, actually. I got this sugar scrub from Amazon, and I've tried, like I said, I've tried sugar scrubs. I've tried to make my own sugar scrubs for my lips, and I've tried it, right? This one actually like works so, so good. And then I got one of those lip exfoliator like stick things, and I would do the scrub, and then afterwards I would do the exfoliator thing. And you guys, like, my lips just Picasso, like they were just like so good. And then another thing I would do is I swear by Jack Black's lip products. So, and Jack Black is like a men's line. So like a lot of girls, when I talk to girls, they're like, what, Jack who? It's like a men's line. You get it in the men's section at Ulta. You get it in the men's section at Sephora. But it's like a lip balm for them. So their daytime one, it has SPF 15, I think. They have all different kind of flavors. I think I just use the, or since I use the Shea Butter one, but you guys, so good. So good. Like, I cannot live without my Jack Black. And then they have a nighttime like mask lip treatment. And so instead of like, you know, like once I brush my teeth, I'll put that on. And then you guys, it's just great. So I do that every day. And then I was using the exfoliator and the lip tool thing, like, I don't know, once a week or whatever. And all that changed, honestly, once I started taking the Accutane. So one of the things that they say is that your lips will get really, really dry and cracked when you're on Accutane. And that has definitely been the case. Like, I have not really noticed anything. I haven't like really had any side effects, although I'm going to spend some time on the side effect in just one moment. I've only been having the dry lips, and for some reason, it doesn't really feel like the Jack Black is doing it for me. So what I've been doing is putting the Jack Black on my lips, and I've been putting this ointment from Cetaphil that my sister gave me, and that seems to be working now. So it's like I have to use two things on my lips now instead of just the Jack Black that I used to. But anyway, that's not as bad. I was watching some YouTube videos of people who had like visibly cracked lips. Like, it's not that bad. It's just like my lips feel chapped. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if I have on regular chapstick, like they would still feel chapped. You know what I mean? So now I'm using the ointment. I'm good now. Okay. So here's the thing about these Accutane side effects. Like I said, I'm only having the one. I'm only having the chapped lips or whatever. My thing is like with the side effect specifically on suicidal thoughts. So when you get on Accutane, everybody is like, now, you know, if you're on antidepressants, if you're on, you know, it was a thing for me because I was on Adderall and stuff like that. They're like, you know, sometimes it interferes, and like, sometimes you have suicidal thoughts, and there's so much talk about it. You know, my dermatologist asking me, she's like, and if you ever have suicidal thoughts, like, let me know. And then my therapist, everybody's asking me about these suicidal thoughts. And I'm like, you guys, I'm good. I'm not having suicidal thoughts. But what I realized is that, like, the fact that people keep asking me about it, now I'm just like, well, fuck, am I having a suicidal thought? I don't even know. Like, I don't even know. I hope that makes sense, because I'm not trying to, like, this is not a cry for help by any means. Like, I legitimately am okay. But I just, it's kind of irritating that, like, I'm just sitting here trying to get rid of my acne. You know what I mean? I totally, totally understand that, you know, this medicine can cause those side effects. I think that is very real. But I also think that people that keep just, you know, you're bringing it up every other, like, stop bringing it up. I told you I'm good. You don't like have to, if I tell my doctor I'm good, she'll like check in and ask me the same question like 3 or 4 times. Are you sure you're not having suicidal thoughts? Are you sure you're not having depressed like thoughts? And I'm like, no, but now I'm thinking about it because now it's on my mind. You know what I mean? Like, that is just like, That has been the most frustrating thing, aside from these chat lips, that has been the most frustrating things is just like, I was not having suicidal thoughts until now you're asking me, and now I'm like sitting here wondering, well, shit, am I? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that is just super annoying. I don't know if there's anything that can be done about that because it is conversation that is that needs to be had or whatever, but it's just, it's very much like overwhelming with everyone asking me the same question over and over and over again. And I realize it's just for my own safety, but it's just OD. And so anyway, that is like my other little two cents about the Accutane, but so far so good right now, you guys, I think everything's good. So, all right, that'll do it for this week's episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. Thank you as always for listening. I will see you next week. Bye.